Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, recovering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Hey.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Grace and peace. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Shalom.
Hey, sister. Shalom. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Sister Denise. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Sister Rhea. Shalom.
Shalom, family. Grace and peace. In Jesus' mighty name, blessings, blessings, blessings.
Shalom, Raya.
Shalom, family. Shalom, queens. Blessings.
Well, I'm going to say that we welcome once again. Welcome to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Joe of Israel, Commonwealth of Israel, here with my beautiful member, Israel, Israel. At the Sunday morning breakfast broadcast. And today we're dealing with the dead. Where are they? You know, we got a lot of misconception, man, even among the conscious community about the dead and their places and things like that, because there is an order in the law where the dead is supposed to be. Just like it's an order in the law where people, where life is. So we have to look at the law of both life and death. You see, so to understand what happened with people when they die, or some would like to say go to the ancient, you have to understand the law of it. And is dead and death the same thing? No. Death is it's not a present. You know, it's not a present, I should say. It's a being. It's an actual being that was created for the single purpose of sin. And that he will have hold of sinners. This is something we don't look at. We think death in the grave is the same thing. No, it isn't. Death is an actual conscious being. Don't look at that. So, what we're going to do, we're going to open up with a scripture, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to get started. Okay?
Yep, hold on, I'm looking for a scripture.
Amen. I want to say, if we can, brothers and sisters, brothers, uncover your head, stand face to Jerusalem. And sisters, if you can, stand and cover your head, stand face to Jerusalem as we approach the Father. Amen.
Amen. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice. Forgive me, I'm going to do this again. The phone's ringing. Man, oh man. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. And home with you, you devil. All right. Amen.
Amen.
Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doeth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 130, verses 1 through 8. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them. We don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children. And our children's children, and their children, and their families. And Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a face to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them also a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And the faith to perform. In Jesus' heavenly name, we pray for your mercy to endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and 26. Okay, because we got to create this man. This man, alien, you know, what we created in the cosmos and all that little type of thing. Well, kind of, yeah. Right? Because the earth is created from heaven, and heaven is, it created everything. It created the cosmos, so I guess I am. Right? Well, that's why man is eternal. That's why death can't hold man. Because we was created from the eternal.
Amen.
I mean, even though the earth, we're created from the earth. The earth is created from heaven, which make us a product of heaven. So it's only reason that we would say that man will live forever because that's our purpose.
Amen.
Genesis 1 and 26, when you receive the read.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 reads, And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Stop. So God created man in his image, right?
Right.
Not in the image of God. And he gave him dominion over everything that move upon the earth. That's even the angels, people. Even the angels of death. You got power over him. Why? Because or else man will not be able to raise the dead. If you didn't have power over death, or the angel of death, because that's what he is. He is the angel of death. He have a purpose. That is to keep people dead. That's his purpose. This is why you got, the Lord said, don't mess around with wizards and witches and necromancers, because they have a familiar spirit to entertain and take them into that spirit world. Which is a real conversation because it's written in the law. If it's written in the law, that means that's something that can be done. That you can actually talk to someone from the dead. So if they're dead, then where are they? Okay, we see the body is gone. What's there left other than consciousness? The spirit. That's what death is. We're going to look at that. But this is like, so where's this thing, man and the spirit? Or else you wouldn't be able to conjure up the spirit. So it is the spirit in a man. What is that spirit?
Great question. Let's find out.
Amen. Genesis 2 and verse 1.
So now Genesis 2.
Yeah. So man is created on the sixth day, everybody. We're just picking up man being created and brought into the creation, right? And he's brought through the creation as like everything else from the earth. There's nothing that we have that's in our presence that didn't come from the earth.
Amen.
Okay? So even ourselves. So we have to bring all these things here, and man, once again, is created on the sixth day so he can take part in what? The Sabbath.
Amen.
Two and one.
Amen. Genesis 2 and 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed.
Now, we see here that man is created from the dust of the ground.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Okay. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, right?
Amen.
Which is everywhere. That's all around us. Because right now we're able to hear this is because we're taking in the breath of life. That's everywhere. Well, commonly what we know is oxygen or air. That's the breath of life. Air, oxygen, the spirit in our nostrils, right? Okay, but then we're talking about something else, because obviously there is a presence beyond the body. And where this presence is beyond the body, that's where death is at. Where are we?
Two and then 9 now.
Okay, read verse 9.
Genesis 2:9, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Okay, we see that. We see both trees in the garden right now. So now skip down to 15.
Okay. Verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die.
Now stop. Right here, this is the only mention of death. Okay, so up until this point, there's no fear of death. So wherever God took Adam, that's where he took him. He didn't fear nothing. If he told Adam, let's walk on the water, Adam went. If he told Adam, let's walk in the bottom of the sea, Adam went. If you told Adam, come on, let's go, let's fly among the cosmos, Adam went.
Amen.
This is that thing. But then when sin came into the world, the fear of death came in. That's why Peter did sink in the water, because he thought he was going to die.
Amen.
See? So part of your faith is that you got to shake the fear of death.
Amen.
What did I say?
You didn't say anything.
I thought I said 15. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
okay.
read 15.
Okay, go to Genesis chapter 3 and 1.
Amen. Genesis 3 and 1. Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye should not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye should not eat of it, neither ye shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? And hast thou eaten of the tree wherefore I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man and the woman who gave it to be with me, And the man said, the woman who thou gave it to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and I shall desire, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and also thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat of the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return into the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and into dust shalt thou return.
Now, that's all of it in a nutshell, right there in the spot.
Okay.
That's what happened to us. That's how death got into the picture. He said, unto dust. He said, now, first he spoke unto the serpent, he said, which is the devil. He said this. He said, you're going to eat dust all the days of your life. So it's going to come a time that there will be no more flesh and blood or dust on the earth, which means at that time, he's going to the fire. That is the devil. At this point, he do still have power of death because he is still on the earth trying to drag people to the lake with him. So he got power of death right now until the reformation of the resurrection or man. I should just say the reformation of man. The first reformation. This is that thing. So right now, so death is in the picture. For what? Because people was created to live forever. In the spirit. Not in the flesh. In the spirit. So death is created to keep the spirit. Gonna watch this.
Death is created to do what?
To keep the spirit.
To keep the spirit.
To keep the spirit.
Interesting. Amen.
Let's go into Romans 5 and verse 10. Because the body go back to the dirt. Romans 5 and 10. When you receive it, read.
Romans 5 and 10 reads, for if when we read, for if when, hold on, for if Bluetooth, hold on, for if Bluetooth.
You sound really good. You got a nice reading voice. I don't know, but it sounds good from over here.
Hmm. Okay.
You remember where we were?
Yeah. Hold on. I don't know why these children be calling us and they know we're. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Romans 5 and 10.
Really? Come on, man.
I can't hold on. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Mm-hmm.
And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
Continue.
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
Stop! Death passed upon all men except for Enoch. It skipped Enoch.
Death is all men.
All men, that's an absolute statement. And that Enoch is Jesus Christ, which would be wrong. So Enoch is sleeping. Or this scripture is broken. Continue.
Verse 13. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses.
See that? If it didn't reign from Adam to Moses, then Enoch is not dead.
Amen.
Right. Is Enoch in between Adam and Moses? Okay, that's well and done. So, where is Enoch? He's waiting on a resurrection, just like all of us, right?
Amen.
Okay, continue. So death has reigned from Adam to Moses, right? Because that's when death entered into the picture. Death came into the picture because of sin. Adam never sinned. There's no reason for the angel of death. He don't have a job. But when Adam sinned, the angel of death picked up a job because man was never supposed to sin. We were supposed to be transfigured or changed into God, where we, when we reach our maturity, whatever that may be, maybe it's 3.5 years in eternal years, maybe 350,000 years in the everlasting evolution, whatever, we turn it into him. So we lose the flesh, right? We become the spirit. That's eternal. This is the same thing that woke up that man that was in Elisha, when their strangers dumped their bones on his body, and that dude woke up. What woke him up? The spirit. Because the body was dead. But what kept him from waking up? The law of sleep. When he wrote that if death comes into the picture, sleep is equated with death. What do you mean? Every night, all of us is a witness to this. We get tired, we go to sleep, we wake up, we resurrect it, and we rejuvenate it. That's what we do every night. That point toward the death and resurrection, right there. That's why he called it sleep. We're not gone. We're asleep. So it's a possibility that somebody can wake us up. Like a necromancer. Somebody who deals with familiar spirits. That's what he said. Don't mess with them. It's along with that. So what are they dealing with? They're not dealing with the flesh because the flesh can't live. They're dealing with the spirit that only death can deal with. Amen. Now, that's what we're looking at.
Where are we right now?
I was at 14.
Continue.
Romans 5:14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the, but not as the offense, so also the gift, the free gift. For if through the offense of one many may be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, have abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life.
That's why he had to say this, right? Onto dust, he said, dust thou art, right? And he said this, because we are dirt, right? But then he said this, onto dust thou shalt return. That was the first speech of the resurrection from the dead. If we sin, because he had to tell us, if you don't speak this into life, man don't come back from the dirt. So it was manifold, onto dust thou shalt return. Unto you, dust, Adam is going to return.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
This is that thing. So he had to speak that into existence, even though it was a written law. Right? Okay. So, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In verse 55, 1 Corinthians 15 and 55. When you First Corinthians 15 and 55. When you receive it, read.
1 Corinthians 15 and 55?
Yes, ma'am.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 reads, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
See, death came in the picture when sin came into the picture.
Amen.
See that? That's its job. Right? Okay, so now it has a job. And its job is with, it comes through sin.
Mm-hmm.
If Adam never sinned, he don't have a job. You see that? So death isn't a presence, it's an actual being that was introduced because of sin.
Amen.
Which God called them angels. He even said the angel of death. Okay? But Satan got power of him right now in this day and age until the first resurrection and then the second as well. Hebrews chapter 2 and 9.
Hebrews 2 and 9.
Yeah. Hebrews 2 and 9.
Hebrews 2 and 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should take death for every man.
Stop. He's the one that created death. So he knew the in and out of them. He knew it is this. When he spoke in the light of what death is, he spoke as it was an entity. He didn't speak as death is just a place or just a place.
Right.
He spoke of it as an entity. It had a being or a presence to itself. And that it is a being. Read on.
Amen. Verse 10, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil.
See, right now, he only got it for a time, right? Okay, he got it for a time. What do you mean? When he's cast into the lake of fire, death no longer work for him.
Amen.
Because the dust is going to have to give man back up. Unto dust thou shalt return. Man got to come back from the ground, right? Okay, so now Christ fulfilled that. That's what he said, by one offense, death passed from all men, but now through one man's act, now we've been freed from death, right? There it is.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job chapter 38 and 16. Job 38 and
16. Mm-hmm. They lost
themselves
in the bathroom.
Okay. Job 38 and 16. When you receive it, read.
Job 38 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Has thou entered into the springs of the sea, or has thou walked in the search of the death? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or has thou seen the doors of the shadow of death?
Stop! Two things there. What do you need gates for?
Yeah,
and the second thing is, look right here.
Yeah.
What do you see?
The shadow.
But it don't exist if there's nothing there.
Right.
So something's there because there go the shadow of it. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't see it because it's under a darkness from man, because that's where it dwells. But the presence is in the shadow of darkness. But if there's a shadow in the darkness, that means there must be a light there that reflects that shadow.
Interesting.
Without a presence or a body, a physical being, it's impossible to cast a shadow.
Amen.
He said, have the gates of death been opened to you? Yes, because he went and he told you he takes death for every man. Right?
Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or have thou seen the door to the shadow of death?
Have you seen it? Yes. He can testify that because he took the power of death from the devil. Psalms 9 and verse 13.
Amen.
Psalms 9 and 13. Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 9 and 13. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. That thou lifted me up from the gates of death.
From the what?
Thou that lifted me up from the gates of death.
So it's mentioned in two places.
Yeah, I see.
So it's not just a figure of speech.
No.
It's a real conversation.
Amen.
It's a real place. You know, the Catholics call this thing purgatory.
Yes.
You know, but that's not what it is. Because in purgatory, there's a consciousness of life. And death, there's no consciousness, because he said that's sleep. Isn't this a point every night that every last one of us, you go to sleep at night, you hit this place called RAM. That's when you absence all consciousness in this world. What do you mean? You don't know what time it is. You don't know how cold it is. You don't know who went out of your crib. Any of those things. You just absent the presence. That's called REM. That's sleep. That's where death is at. Right? That's what he calls sleep. All right. Now, with that being said, it's a spirit there, which is called life.
Wow. Amen.
That's what he's keeping.
Amen.
Let's look at this. What did I say? Go to Job 10 and 22. Job 10 and 22. When you receive the reading.
Job 10 and 22.
Yes, ma'am.
A land of darkness as darkness itself, and the shadow of death, without any order, and where the light is as darkness.
So it is light there. You see that? You see that? It's a light in this darkness that it casts a shadow of him, that he exists. This is how you know it exists. Because you can see its shadow.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Go into Job chapter 12 and 22.
Okay. 12 and 22.
Yes, ma'am. 12 and 22. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Job 12 and 22. He discovers deep things out of darkness and bringeth out to light the shadow of death.
What's that? Bringeth out what?
To light the shadow of death.
See that? He's pointing. He's telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. There it is. I'm bringing it to your light that there is a being that I call death, and there he is. Now he's no longer a figment of your imagination or the Grim Reaper. It's a real being, and you see it, right?
Yeah, they have the Grim, especially Halloween time, the Grim Reaper. Yep.
See? So this is those things that we have to be conscious of. You know, so now the Lord is showing us, yes, these things exist, and there's a light in this place. That's a reflection, but then it's a light before the sun and the moon and the stars. So obviously it got to be a light that's in the darkness, or else he wouldn't have said, let there be light, when there was no physical sun and moon and stars. So this light already existed. And wherever this light is, it's there. Watch this. Let's go into Psalms 107 and 10. Psalms 107 and 10.
Psalms 107 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 107 and 10 reads, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contend the counsel of the Most High.
That's where death is going to end up reigning for all eternity. That's the second death. Didn't he say, bind them hand and foot, cast them in the outer darkness, which is what? The second death. That's where he is. That's where he got a job.
Amen.
The binding spirit. When you wake up in a second resurrection, you're going to be a spirit. But guess what? That's what he's created to do.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, oh no, keep reading.
Okay. Give me
that
song,
Michael.
No,
we're not even 104 and oh man, I'm in the wrong book. I'm in 104. Let me see. You left off at 10. All right, this is 12. Yeah, when you get to 12, 10.
Psalms 107 and 12?
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 107 and verse 12. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in thunder.
Stop. How did he bring us out of the shadow of death? Right? Okay, go into Revelations chapter 1 and 17.
Revelation 1 and 17.
Yes, ma'am. 1 and 17, when you receive your reading.
Revelation, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 17 reads, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. And I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
See that? That's how you're going to break the chains, though. Right?
Amen.
He had the keys now.
Amen.
So he could say, that's why he said, judgment is given unto me whom I will see fit. Because he got the keys. The keys of what? Death. Death got a gate.
Amen.
He got the keys to the gate. See that? Or else what you need keys for?
Amen.
Right? What else you need keys for? So it is the actual gate. It's the actual gate. That's not a figure of speech.
Amen.
Job chapter 28 and verse 20.
Amen. Let me remember God heard me. Job 20, you said 28?
And 20. Okay. Did you say something about Malachi?
Yeah, can you bring him in here, please?
Okay.
Job 28 and 20. Job 28 and verse 20. Whence then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears.
Stop. What? They got what?
Ears. What does it say?
Read that again.
So it says, destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears.
So they got a what?
Ear, they can hear.
They got a mouth.
Oh,
because
they say.
Exactly.
Amen.
Told you, it's a being. It's a being. See that? It got a mouth, it got ears, it got a consciousness, it can form thought. Right? Right?
Yes.
It can form thoughts.
But no, it's knowing.
Let's look at this a little further.
Ouch.
Okay, baby. Move on.
Now read that again.
Oh, you want me to read the whole thing?
Yeah, read the whole thing again.
Job 28 and 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Whence then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding?
Uh-huh.
Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the bowels of the air.
Why? Because the living don't know what it's like to be dead. That's not a place for the living. Continue.
Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof.
Because he went there. He created it. He knows this place. He created all this. He wrote it first, and then he created it. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 9 and 2.
Isaiah 9 and 2.
Yes, ma'am. This is both spiritual and very physical. And then very spiritual. Alright, Isaiah 9 and 2, one verse when you receive it, read.
Isaiah 9 and verse 2 reads, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath a light shine.
What? Yeah. In the shadow of who?
Darkness. Shadow of death.
What light shined? That's the next question. Mm-hmm. What light shined?
Now, let's look at that. Let's go into John 1 and 1.
John 1 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
And that's what we read in the law. We read in laws. Read on.
The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Not even the law of death. The law of sin and death. That's a law. Continue.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
See, that's what the gates of hell, or that's what the gates of death is for. The light of men. Or the life of man. That is eternal. That eternal. Regardless, it light every man. It's the eternal fire that's from heaven that we're created from, which is him. That never goes out. It goes out. It goes to sleep, but it's not dead. It's sleep. That's why he said she is not dead, she is sleeping. It's the spirit, it's the light of man. That's what the gates of hell, or the gates of hell, death, keep. What do you mean? The stain that keeps, that light every man. Every man is lit by it. And it's called life. Eternal life. Let's look at this a little further. Go into Deuteronomy chapter 18 and 9.
Deuteronomy
18
and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy 18 and verse 9 reads, But now art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or observer of times, or enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits. Are a wizard or a necromancer.
Stop. See that? So these things are written not to do. How did we, man, learn to do these things? Listening to the Spirit. Read on.
Amen. Okay, times
12.
Okay, 12. For all that do these things are
No. I need you to read 11 again. Yeah.
Okay. Deuteronomy 18 and 11. Or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard. Are a necromancer.
Now look up that word necromancer.
Okay, necromancer is a person who practices magic, magician, sorcerer, witch, warlock, enchantress, enchanter, spiritualist, spiritist. Medium, that's what it says. A practice of magic involving communication with the dead, either by summoning their spirit as an apparition or arising them bodily for the purpose of divination, imparting the means to foretell future events, discover hidden knowledge of things, to bring someone back from the dead.
So, a necromancer can bring somebody back from the dead spiritually.
That's what it says.
Or else it wouldn't be in the law. Or else it wouldn't be in the creation. If it don't exist, it don't exist. This exists.
Amen.
So how is it that a necromancer bring anybody back from the dead unless they aren't? They're asleep.
Amen.
Let's look at that. Go in to 1 Samuel chapter 28 and 4.
Amen. 1 Samuel 28 and 4. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by the prophet, by a prophet. Then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that had a familiar spirit, that I may go to her. Seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit,
okay,
that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that has a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine unto me the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life, to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw God descending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel. And he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me
in? Who's talking?
Spirit.
Who's?
Samuel.
Case in point. See that? Mm-hmm. That's what death keep in check. That kind of stuff. Death keep in check this kind of stuff here. But what did Samuel say? Why you disquieted me? Because Samuel was asleep.
Amen.
Read on.
And Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me and answer me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Then said Samuel, wherefore then doest thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee and is become thy enemy? And the Lord hath done him to him as he spake by me. For the Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thy hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David, because thou observest not the voice of the Lord, nor executed his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with,
sea into the hand of the Philistines. And tomorrow shall thou and thy sons be with me. The Lord also shall deliver the
be
host.
Be where?
Be with me.
Where is he at?
Asleep.
Dead. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's not talking to the physical body. Mm-hmm. He's talking to the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you need a familiar spirit to get past death. You need a familiar spirit to address death. That's why he said he's a gatekeeper.
Okay.
Read on.
Verse 19. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with me. The Lord also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. Then Saul fell straightway all along on the earth, and was sore afraid because of the words of Samuel. And there was...
Because of the words of who?
Samuel.
The familiar spirit. Is that what that said?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Samuel.
The familiar spirit.
Amen.
The witch.
Amen.
Who were? Samuel.
Baby Samuel.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
This is what we're talking about here. We're talking about this man is dead. And he's been long dead. And now Saul is talking to him. The God of Israel is showing us that this thing is a real thing in this world. You know, people conjuring up the dead. Now, they can't bring them into existence, but they can just conjure them up. And like he said, you know, like we look up the word necromancer, someone that can bring up somebody from the dead to bring forth a prophecy or something. Or something like that. That's what necromancers are for. Read on. Watch this.
Amen. Verse 20. Then Saul fell straightway all along on the earth and was sore afraid because of the words of Samuel. And there was no strength, for he had eaten no bread all day nor all the night. And the woman.
The witch.
And the woman came unto Saul.
Witch.
And saw that he was sore troubled and said unto him, Behold, thy handmaid hath obeyed thy voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have hearkened unto thy words which thou spakest unto me.
Ooh.
Now therefore I pray thee, hearken thou also unto the voice of thy handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before thee, and eat, that thou mayest have strength when thou goest on thy way. But he refused and said, I will not eat. But his servants, together with the woman, compelled him, and he hearkened unto their voice. So he arose from the earth and sat upon the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman had a fat calf in the house, and she hasted and killed it and took flour and kneaded it and did bake unleavened bread thereof.
Whoa. How come she, you know, she a witch. How come she ain't cooking pork? So what, you could be a witch and keeping the dietary laws?
Yeah.
What? Was that a witch of the Philistines or an Israelite?
Mm.
You got to know the law to break the law. Like that.
Yeah, that's true. And she brought it before Saul and before his servants, and they did eat, and they arose and went away that night.
Let's look at this a little further. Now go to Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 1. Ecclesiastes 9 and 1, when you receive the reading.
Ecclesiastes
9
and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Ecclesiastes 9 and 1. For all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God, no man enter. What are you doing? Damn. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean, and to the unclean, to him that sacrifices and to him that sacrifices not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth as he that fears an oath. This is the evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their hearts while they live, and after that they go to the dead. For to him that is joined to all the living there is hope, for a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward.
See, the dead is actually asleep. But someone with a familiar or necromancer, someone that dabble in them things, can wake somebody up spiritually, because it's the spirit that's eternal. And no, it's not in purgatory, because if it was in purgatory, then it'd be conscious. Continue.
Amen. Verse 5, for the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished, neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun.
See that? So that's what Samuel said, why hast thou disquieted me? This is what he's talking about, you know, when you should lie down safely in the Lord. He Saul disrupted that.
Amen.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's way up there. That's way up the food chain. You are doing way too much. But wait a minute.
What?
Can a man go back to his house? Get down to verse 10.
Verse 10? Oh. Ecclesiastes 9 and 10. Whatsoever thy hand finds to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where thou goest. I return it all unto the sun, that the race is not for the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all.
There you go. That's the whole, that's all. That's the nut and the bolt and the granite to rock, whatever you want to call it, the end game. But, you know, he said, whatever you do, do it with your might, because there's nothing else on this planet you can do. Yeah, somebody can conjure you up, but you ain't going to war. You ain't doing none of that. You can't touch nobody. You ain't feeling nobody. None of that. Do me a favor, go to Job. I want to say 10 in verse 19.
Job 10 and 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Job 10 and 19. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb of the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then and let me alone, that I may take comfort a little. Before I go whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death, a land of darkness as darkness itself, and a shadow of death without any order, and where the light is as darkness.
See that? That sleep. That's what Samuel was, and Saul will come up from that. That's like somebody, you in a good dig, you all the way, you in a good night, and somebody comes shaking you up. That's what it was like.
Amen.
Like, wake up, and you just got into a good night. Saul woke this man up. But unrighteous. And he gave him bad news, even worse news than he had from the beginning. But it couldn't get no worse because it just got really worse. Now he know he finna die tomorrow. It's like it's like you just been handed your sentence of death, and you don't get a week or a year to sit on death row. It's tomorrow, Jack. Your time is up. You and your sons, not just you. All of y'all. He said it's going to be in this place with me tomorrow. What place is that? Gates of death. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, he said, Jesus said he took the power of the keys of death from Satan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go to Revelation chapter 20 and 11.
Revelation 20 and 11?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay, don't let him take it by the way. Revelation 20 and 11. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away.
No, pick it up at verse 10.
Okay. Revelation 20 and 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Stop. So that lets me know that if day and night come to an end, he get to come out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that lets me know that the sun is eternal. Right? Mm-hmm. And, okay. And that also lets me know that the lake of fire is eternal. So all this is going to take place. Now, wait a minute. Now that he's thrown in the lake of fire, remember now he's going to eat all dust all the days of his life. That was the law. In Genesis chapter 3 that we read, right? Okay, now he's been thrown in the lake of fire. He had the power of death, remember? But Christ took it from him, right? In Hebrews chapter 2. Watch what happened when he get thrown in the lake of fire. Read that again.
Amen. Revelation 20 and 10 again. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away.
That's Jesus. Read on.
And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened.
See? Now, the dead woke up. From where? Death. From the gates of death.
Amen.
They all woke up. Whoa, 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 whoa. They all woke up. Because Satan was thrown in the lake of fire.
Amen.
He had power of death no more. So now here come the judgment of Jesus Christ, that all judgment is given unto me. Now I got the power of the keys of death.
Amen.
Now I'm throwing a double key on his joint. I'm throwing a double lock on it.
Amen.
Because ain't nobody never coming out. The second death, nobody come out. Never. No necromancers, no wizards, none of that stuff. Keep reading.
Okay. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. This is written in the books. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their work.
Job called it death and destruction. Said death and destruction. I heard what he said. We heard of your fame, right? There they go. So now, the gates of death, he had to open them up. Because Christ got the key unlocked. All the dead woke up, right? Okay. He said he got the power of death now. You see, he's standing in front of them, right? Okay, read on.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Oh, they got an upgrade. They got a brand new job. They're going to be in the fire. They're going to keep the gates of hell forever. Nothing coming out of that. See, a necromancer ain't going to get them past those gates. That's it. They get upgraded. Read on.
And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
End of their story. You never see the light of day ever again. Because he said, the heavens fled away. What? So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope it edified someone. If there's any questions or comments, please feel free as we open up the mics. And we'll just say great job reading, Sister Ray.
Great job teaching.
We really appreciate that. You did it really well.
Very good job.
Amen. Okay. Well, is there any questions or comments? No. Okay. Well, hey, what can I say? What can I say? Hey, there it is. There it is. That's what he had written. He said, write it down, didn't he? So there it is. I really don't know what to tell you other than what I told you. So that's understandable. Right about now, I would be speechless too. So serious, because I was, and I am. Okay, once again, before we close out, is there any questions or comments? If no, we're going to close out. Oh, wait a minute.
What? The lines are open,
though.
Hello?
Oh, there we go. Forgive me.
Hello?
I'm trying to do... Oh, man. Okay. Here we go. Wait 1 second.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm trying to open up my...
Your line
I think
is
I didn't.
Open.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think I have my speaker on.
Yes, it is on, Bang. I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Shalom.
Bang, we can hear you loud and clear. I'm listening to you right now.
Okay. Well, we just want to say, look, people, just... Read your books. reaching those. So with all of that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify something. As we say here at the Sound of Living Waters, do what?
And read your Bible.
Read your Bible. Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.